From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Shifting Stars by Paige Lambert. Now let's begin with Prologue. The Shining Mountains, circa 1816. When you step on the badger's back, Turtle Woman said, be like the flick of a rattlesnake's tongue. If you are too slow, the striped-faced one will flip himself over and tear your feet to pieces. Wash day, good! Like that. The Hiwaktaga slave girl jumped on the folded hide, landing quick and hard. The stick hidden beneath the leather snapped with a loud crack, like a spine breaking in two. Han, yes, said Turtle Woman. Soon you will be faster even than the warriors of my own Lakota camp, as quick as the striped-faced one himself. Then maybe our Kangi captors will call you Little Badger instead of Slave Girl. Soon I shall be fast enough to outrun their beatings. Then they shall call me Gone. Turtle Woman laughed, despite the bruises on her own flesh. Maybe she should rename her Little Badger. This young Hiwaktaka had a strong, stubborn spirit and was easy to like, even if she did come from an enemy tribe. Turtle Woman watched as the girl drew the broken stick from beneath the leather and replaced it with a new, stouter branch taken from the pile of firewood Turtle Woman was supposed to be gathering. "You have really killed a badger?" the girl asked her. "By breaking his back?" "Han, once, many moons ago, before my husband's seed grew within me," Turtle Woman patted her rounded belly. "Now I am not so nimble." "Do you miss him?" Did she miss Sunstone, her forever mate, like the heavens would miss the stars? "No more than you must miss your own people," she answered, drawing a shield around her heart. Nearly two moons had passed since the Kangi...